This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Tropical Storm Barry rolls through from the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in their homes with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city where mandatory evacuations have been ordered. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is asking residents to stay off the streets.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. U.S. President Trump Friday said he did not back down on the citizenship question on the U.S. Census, which is a tally of all people living in the United States. Mr. Trump said he backed up because anybody else would have given this up a long time ago. The once-a-decade census is required by the U.S. Constitution in order to draw the boundaries of the legislative districts that elect more members to Congress. It also guides the federal government in allocating more than $800 billion in funding for services such as schools and law enforcement. Experts from the Census Bureau estimated 6.5 million people would not respond if the question were asked, leading to an undercount of the census. Many opponents of the citizenship question have vowed to fight on. The American Civil Liberties Union has threatened legal action, saying in a statement the organization will scrutinize plans closely and assess the legality of everything. Turkey's defense minister says that his country's purchase of Russian S-400 missiles does not mean it has changed its strategic orientation. The Turkish defense minister told the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said Friday a nationwide wave of arrests of immigrants facing deportation will commence this weekend, confirming that the plan intended to discourage a surge of Central American migrants was on track after a delay. Mr. Trump said operation to be carried out in 10 cities is expected to target families that have recently been ordered deported by an immigration court but have not yet left the country.
We have been and will be and will continue to be a sanctuary city despite what we know are challenges that we continue to face from this administration in the White House.
That is the San Francisco Mayor London Breed, but the president's response.
We are really specifically looking for bad players, but we're also looking for people that came into our country not through a process. They just walked over a line.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is resigning amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Islamic State media operatives appear to have regrouped, at least in part, intent on showing the world that the terror organization is living up to its motto of remaining and expanding despite its lack of physical caliphate. For almost a month, the group's core media channels have been pumping out a series of videos showing fighters pledging allegiance or renewing their pledges to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Intelligence officials and analysts say that so far the group, also known as ISIS or by its Arabic acronym Daesh, has reduced and disseminated 8 of those videos under the title "The Best Outcome is for the Pious." The video series aims at proving that ISIS has not been defeated and that its militants in several parts of the world remain loyal to the leaders. That's according to a U.S. counterterrorism official to VOA. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.